Day 3 of Totus Tuus' Novena to Mary, Source of Joy for the Little Ones. With extracts from Papa Francisco's Exhortation on the Joy of the Gospel. Evangelization obeys the missionary mandate of Jesus. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. These verses present the moment when the risen Lord sent his own to preach the gospel in every time and every place, so that faith in him might spread to every corner of the earth. In the Word of God, there constantly appears this dynamism of going out, which God wants to provoke in believers. Abraham accepted the call to leave for a new land. Moses heard God's call, "Go, I am sending you," and led the people out for the promised land. To Jeremiah, he said, "You will go to all whom I send you." Today, in this going out of Jesus, scenarios and ever new challenges are presented for the evangelizing mission of the church, and we are all called to this new missionary going out. Every Christian and every community will discern what the pathway is that the Lord is calling for, but we are all invited to accept this call, to leave our own comfort and have the courage to go out to all the peripheries that need the light of the gospel. The joy of the gospel which fills the life of the community of disciples is a missionary joy. It was experienced by the 72 disciples who returned from their mission full of joy. It was lived by Jesus, who rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and praised the Father because his revelation reaches the poor and the littlest ones. It was felt by the first ones, full of admiration, who converted on hearing the preaching of the apostles, each in his own language, at Pentecost. This joy is a sign that the gospel has been announced and is bearing fruit. But it always has the dynamic of exodus and of gift, of going out from oneself, of walking and of sowing always anew, always further. The Lord says, "Let us go on to the neighboring villages, that I may preach there also, for that is why I have come." When the seed has been sown in one place, he does not linger there to explain further or perform more signs, but the Spirit leads him to leave for other villages. The Word has in it a potential that we cannot predict. The Gospel speaks of a seed which, once sown, grows by itself even when the farmer sleeps. The Church must accept this elusive freedom of the Word, which is efficacious in its own way, and through many different forms, such that it often surpasses our predictions and shatters our schemes. The Church's intimacy with Jesus is an itinerant intimacy, and communion is configured essentially as missionary communion. Faithful to the model of the Master, it is vital that today the Church goes out to announce the gospel to everyone, everywhere, on every occasion, without delay, without revulsion, and without fear. The joy of the gospel is for all people. No one can be excluded. Thus the angel announced to the shepherds of Bethlehem, "Fear not, for behold, I announce to you a great joy, which will be for all the people." The book of Revelation speaks of an eternal gospel to proclaim to the inhabitants of the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. The Church in going out is a community of missionary disciples who take the initiative, who get involved, who accompany, who bear fruit and celebrate. The evangelizing community experiences that the Lord has taken the initiative, has preceded it in his love, and therefore the community knows how to go ahead, take the initiative without fear, go out to encounter, seek those far away, and go all the way to the crossroads, so as to invite the excluded. It lives an inexhaustible desire to offer mercy, the fruit of having experienced the infinite mercy of the Father and his diffusive strength. Let us dare a little more to take the initiative. As a consequence, the Church knows how to get involved. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. The Lord engages himself and engages his own, kneeling before them to wash their feet. But then he says to his disciples, "You will be happy if you do this." The evangelizing community, by its work and its gestures, puts itself in the daily lives of others. It shortens distances, it lowers itself in humiliation if necessary, and it assumes human life, touching the suffering flesh of Christ and the people. Evangelizers thus have the smell of sheep, and these sheep listen to their voice. Then, the evangelizing community is ready to accompany. It accompanies humanity in all its processes, however hard and long they may be. It knows long waits and apostolic endurance. Evangelization has a lot of patience and avoids abusing limits. Faithful to the Lord's gift, it also knows to bear fruit. The evangelizing community is always attentive to the fruits, because the Lord wants it to be fruitful. It takes care of the grain and does not lose its peace because of the weeds. The sower, when he sees weeds sprouting among the grain, does not react with complaints or alarm. He finds a way for the Word to be incarnated in a concrete situation and bear fruits of new life, although they may appear to be imperfect or incomplete. The disciple knows to offer his entire life and plays it all the way to martyrdom as a witness to Jesus Christ. His dream is not to have many enemies, but rather for the Word to be welcomed and manifest its liberating and renewing power. Finally, the joyful evangelizing community knows always to celebrate. To celebrate and feast each little victory, each step forward in evangelization. Joyful evangelization becomes beautiful in the liturgy in the midst of the daily demands of making the good progress. The Church evangelizes and is herself evangelized by the beauty of the liturgy, which is also celebration of evangelizing activity and source of a renewed self-giving impulse. Let us pray. Mary, Virgin and Mother, you who, moved by the Spirit, welcomed the verb of life in the depth of your humble face, totally given to the Eternal One, help us to say our yes in the urgency more pressing than ever to make the good news of Jesus resound. You, filled with the presence of Christ, brought joy to John the Baptist, making him exult in his mother's womb. You, trembling with gladness, sang the wonders of the Lord. You, who remained firm before the cross with an unwavering faith, and received the joyous consolation of the resurrection. You gathered the disciples to await the Spirit so that the evangelizing church might be born. Obtain for us now a new ardor as ones resurrected, so as to bring to everyone the gospel of life which conquers death. Give us holy audacity to seek new paths so that the gift of the beauty which never fades may reach everyone. You, Virgin of listening and of contemplation, Mother of love, Spouse of the eternal wedding feast, intercede for the Church, of which you are the purest icon, that she may never be enclosed and never stop in her passion to establish the kingdom. Star of the new evangelization, help us to shine in the witness of communion of service, of ardent and generous faith, of justice and love for the poor, so that the joy of the gospel may reach to the ends of the earth, and no periphery be deprived of its light. Mother of the living gospel, source of joy for the little ones, pray for us. Amen. Alleluia.